This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in one of our most popular areas, literary fiction. We have reviews of Earphones winner Rise and Shine, Benedict Stone by Fedra Patrick, read by James Langton, and The Almost Sisters by Jocelyn Jackson, read by the author, as well as The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid, read by Alma Cuervo, Robin Miles, and Julia Whalen, and many more fascinating fiction you won't want to miss. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is Rise and Shine, Benedict Stone by Fedra Patrick. It's read by James Langton. In the English town of Noon Sun, jeweler Benedict Stone is lamenting the demise of his marriage and obsessing over how to win back his wife, Estelle, as his teenage niece Gemma from America arrives. Can Gemma help Benedict face past worries and help mend his marriage? Narrator James Langton's interpretation of this story is enchanting. 40-something Benedict's stiff and nervous British speech patterns and Gemma's American teen enthusiasm and angst are delivered flawlessly. The listener connects with Estelle's frustration over Benedict's need for the perfect family while feeling her pain that she cannot provide it for him. Langston's ability to verbalize male and female characters with equal perceptiveness adds dimension to this humorous and heartfelt story. Patrick begins each chapter explaining gemstones and their meanings, adding texture to the book. Shelley Holly wrote that review of Rise and Shine, Benedict Stone by Fedra Patrick. It's an Earphones winner, read by James Langton, and it's available from Harlequin Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Story of Arthur Truelove by Elizabeth Berg, read by the author. Author Elizabeth Berg takes a wistful but hopeful tone in narrating her audiobook. Three lonely people come together to create a family, and Berg voices them as only the writer as narrator can, opening their interior lives for the listener. Arthur, Maddie, and Lucille are invisible because of their age or unpopularity. When they are seen, they're vulnerable to slights and jabs by other lonely people. Berg's dulcet reading makes the listener see the three in their various milieu and feel their loneliness as it settles into every corner of the book. Yet, Berg adds soft laughter in some passages, softening the mood. This narration is a treat. To experience these characters from the author-narrator is about as sweet as Lucille's desserts. Michelle P. Penn wrote that review of The Story of Arthur Truelove, written and read by Elizabeth Berg from Recorded Books for 7 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have The Almost Sisters, written and read by Jocelyn Jackson. It's an Earphones winner. A comic illustrator struggling to develop her character's origin story learns her own family's origin when she's suddenly summoned to the small southern town of her childhood to care for her grandmother. That summary hardly does justice to this multifaceted story, rich in heart and significance, and showcasing Jocelyn Jackson's double talents as author and narrator. Jackson works to full advantage her insider knowledge of what the author intends to convey and conceal at every stage. She makes all her characters engaging, black, white, young, old, nerdy. What Jackson has whipped up seemingly effortlessly is a complex Southern layer cake, exquisite when you bite through it all at once and when you return to nibble individual layers, as many listeners most certainly will. Catherine Weiss wrote that review of The Almost Sisters by Jocelyn Jackson, read by the author. It's an Earphones winner, and it's available from Harper Audio for 12.75 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Edgar and Lucy by Victor Lodato, an Earphones winner, read by the author. Victor Lodato's unique novel features a cast of vividly drawn characters who are dealing with love and loss. It's utterly absorbing, with evocative, lyrical writing that is rendered beautifully in the author's narration of his own work. Centered around Edgar, a quiet albino boy who is abducted by a grief-stricken man, Lodato's novel includes vivid descriptions of the child's family members, neighbors, and other people with whom he comes into contact. The listener gets inside the minds of the characters and clearly visualizes the settings and events that take place. Lodato's narration evokes sympathy, drawing the listener in while maintaining the suspense that keeps the story moving forward in such an original manner. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of Edgar and Lucy by Victor Lodato. It's an Earphones winner, read by the author, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 20 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in fiction is Autumn, Seasonal Quartet, Book 1 by Ali Smith. It's an Earphones winner, read by Melody Grove. Ali Smith's moving, dreamlike novel, The First in a Planned Quartet, is made even lovelier by narrator Melody Grove's consummate narration. Smith weaves the friendship of a young woman and an old man, the tragic life of a British pop artist, and the Brexit vote into a complex narrative that explores isolation and unexpected connections. Grove never loses the plot's twisting thread, confidently guiding the listener as the story moves from the present day to the 1960s London to World War II France. She imbues her performance with warmth and humor that help ground the story, and her slight variations in tone and accent make the characters easily discernible. Emily Calkins wrote that review of Autumn, Seasonal Quartet, Book 1 by Ali Smith, read by Melody Grove. It's an Earphones winner, and it's from Recorded Books for 5.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Erotic Stories for Punjabi Widows. It's written by Bali Kaur Jaswal, read by Meera Sahil. Listeners will laugh along with feminist Nikki's attempts to balance her modern and traditional South Asian identities in Southall, a Western London Sikh community. Meera Sahil is a wonderful choice as narrator because her British accent and mastery of an ironic tone make the most of the lively descriptions and Nikki's sardonic interior monologues. Sahil's dexterity shines as she moves back and forth between characterizing older Sikh women who recount their erotic stories and heightening the escalating conflict arising from the clash of changing and conservative values. For those who are unfamiliar with Sikh culture or this part of London, this is an informative and entertaining listening experience. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of Erotic Stories for Punjabi Widows. It's by Bali Kaur Jaswal, read by Mira Sal, available from Harper Audio for 10.5 hours unabridged. Next we have The Yid by Paul Goldberg. It's an earphones winner read by Peter Burkrot. Peter Burkrot faces an unusual challenge narrating The Yid. Not only are there many characters whose voices and accents he must create, but also the text is written in three languages, English, Russian, and Yiddish, including Yiddish as spoken by an African-American with a few words of Hebrew thrown in. Yet Burkrot keeps all the voices clear and convincing in a story that mixes history and invention in the last days of Stalin's Russia. The polyglot gang who plot to assassinate Stalin stumble and improvise their way around Moscow to find themselves at the pivot of history. This audiobook is thrilling, gruesome, funny, and touching, as well as offering an education on how institutionalized anti-Semitism and all forms of oppression works. David M. Harris wrote that review of The Yid by Paul Goldberg, read by Peter Burkrot, an earphones winner. It's available from Audible Inc. Brilliance Audio for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the October-November issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, back to our reviews. It's all fiction all day. Our next review is Trajectory, Stories by Richard Russo. It's an earphones winner read by four talented narrators. In this collection of short stories and novellas by the Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist, a team of talented narrators, Amanda Carlin, Arthur Morey, Fred Sanders, and Mark Bramhall, takes on the task of portraying Russo's troubled male protagonists who believe they're special when, in truth, they're most times just high, slightly above average. Morey shines brightest, with dramatic emphasis and pauses, as a fragile relationship between brothers plays to a bitter end. Also in the story that could be autobiographical, Russo is ably aided by Bramhall in his exploration of the wacky world of Hollywood movie making and how entering the orbit of stars can produce a poignant portrait of a middle-aged man or middle-aged men who are still struggling to find their place in the world. Randy O'Brien wrote that review of Trajectory, Stories by Richard Russo. It's an earphones winner read by four talented narrators, and it's available from Random House Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Merciless Gods by Christos Tsiolkos. I'm sorry, an earphones winner read by Humphrey Bauer. Through a tough and brutal yet tender, Australian narrator Humphrey Bauer has no worries delivering this edgy collection of short stories by fellow Aussie Christos Tsiolkos. A man learns that the violent relationship between his gay brother and immigrant father was even more complicated than he thought, and a hitchhiker seeks out the tribal family of a lover lost to drugs. Bauer effortlessly shifts from the rhythms of Italian and Greek to Palestinian, Australian, Aboriginal, and even American accents in these explorations of 21st century multicultural family and gender politics. The author doesn't shy away from the sexually explicit and provocative, and Bauer makes those passages sound both human and urgent. This major literary collection is equally unforgiving and unforgettable. Brian Price wrote that review of Merciless Gods by Christos Tsiolkos. It's an earphones winner read by Humphrey Bauer, and it's available from Belinda Audio for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in the area of literary fiction is The Destroyers. It's written by Christopher Ballin, and it's an earphones winner read by Graham Halstead. Narrator Graham Halstead's narration of Bolland's novel is quite an accomplishment. As the main character, Ian Bledsoe, Halstead embodies the voice of a man down on his luck and looking for opportunities. His old friend, Charlie, lives in Greece and appears to embody the life Ian thinks he wants. He's wealthy and surrounded by interesting people. Ian also struggles with the ethical dilemmas of his wealthy father's business, which exploits local people. Intrigue mounts when Ian's father dies and Charlie disappears under mysterious circumstances. As this thoroughly engrossing audiobook transports listeners to Greece, Halstead handles the expanding cast of international characters subtly and effectively. Stephen P. Cummings wrote that review of The Destroyers by Christopher Bolland. It's an earphones winner, read by Graham Halstead, available from Harper Audio for 18 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Refuge by Dina Nayeri. It's read by Mojan Marno and Youssef Kamal, and it's an earphones winner. Mojan Marno and Youssef Kamal share the narration of this engrossing audiobook, which captures a father-daughter relationship built on 4 visits in 20 years. As a girl, Nilu sought refuge in America, leaving her father, Baman, behind in Iran. A powerful narrative duo, Marno and Kamal, create these two complex personalities with sincerity and care, keeping their vocal tones moving between longing and self-preservation. Both voices are rich and confident as they capture a variety of characters and accents. Moments of humor are celebrated, and the narrative, particularly the shifts in time periods, is smooth and clear. This audiobook is a well-crafted exploration of a contemporary issue and an engaging story about the timeless ideas of family and home. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of Refuge by Dina Nayeri. It's an earphones winner, read by Mojan Marno and Youssef Kamal, available from Penguin Audio for 10 hours unabridged. Our next review in the area of literary fiction is A House Among the Trees by Julia Glass. It's an earphones winner, read by Mary Stuart Masterson. Julia Glass's tender, uncompromising novel is centered on the life and death of Mort Lear, a gay illustrator of children's books. Narrator Mary Stuart Masterson offers credible portraits of the famous man and his most famous character, Ivo. Also, his live-in assistant, Tommy, and Nick, the actor hired to play him in the biopic. When Morty dies suddenly, making Tommy his literary executor and heir, she deals with several embarrassments and difficulties, including notifying a New York museum of Morty's retraction of a promised bequest and handling a visit from the movie's Academy Award-winning actor. Masterson allows the characters to fully emerge and gives the stories and the colors in Morty's books a shiny newness. The combination of Glass's exceptional prose and Masterson's understated performance makes this must listening. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of A House Among the Trees by Julia Glass, an earphones winner, read by Mary Stuart Masterson. It's available from Random House Audio for 13.75 hours unabridged. Our next review is The Secret Diary of Hendrik Groen, 83 and a quarter years old. It's written by Hendrik Groen, translated by Hester Wellmans, and it's an earphones winner, read by Derek Jacobi. The humble diary of a gentleman who is fighting depression in the twilight of his life is masterfully brought to life by Derek Jacobi's outstanding narration. It's a treat to listen to Jacobi's rich voice and musical intonation as they carry the listener through Hendrik's year as he makes new friends and fights bureaucracy and boredom, carrying on through fear and loss and reveling in small joys. The characterizations are vivid and flawless. Each of Hendrick's friends and foes is given a unique voice that conveys individual personality while also revealing Hendrick's attitude about the speaker. Most impressive are Jacoby's beautifully tuned emotional beats, ranging from Hendrick's sly humor to his layered indignation and delicate but penetrating grief. A delightful and richly rewarding literary experience. Dan Yarman wrote that review of The Secret Diary of Hendrick Groen, 83 and a quarter years old. It's written by Hendrick Groen, translated by Hester Valmans, and Earphones winner read by Derek Jacoby. It's available from Hachette Audio for 12 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Scribe of Siena by Melody Winawer, and Earphones winner read by Cassandra Campbell. Cassandra Campbell's performance transports listeners to a medieval Italy as this story straddles modern-day and 14th-century Siena. As neurosurgeon Beatrice Trovato is transported from the present back to the Middle Ages, Campbell's well-considered diction and vocal timing create suspense, while her Italian accents for various characters and place names, though not always perfectly accurate, bring the story to life. Though this time travel story requires a certain suspension of disbelief due to a number of convenient coincidences, its exploration of medieval life and love is compelling. Cassandra Campbell's narration is an engrossing complement to the story, helping the listener to vividly imagine life as it was in that long-ago time. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of The Scribe of Siena by Melody Winawer. It's an Earphones winner read by Cassandra Campbell, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 16.25 hours unabridged. Our next review is Saints for All Occasions by J. Courtney Sullivan, read by Susan Deniker. Narrator Susan Deniker creates an unforgettable experience that reflects the intensity of a family's emotion as she alternates between past and present. In 1957, sisters Nora and Teresa journeyed from Ireland to Boston seeking opportunity. The choices they made led to heartbreaking consequences. Their adult children, unaware of this past, harbor disappointments and ambitions of their own. Deniker exudes Nora's pragmatism, infusing her Irish accent with firm tones. Teresa transforms from a vivacious young woman into a mature cloistered nun. Sons John and Brian embody the new world with Boston accents. Daughter Bridget suppresses her Dorchester cadence as she makes life in New York City. Deniker's sympathetic performance complements Sullivan's storytelling to reveal complex family dynamics and the power of identity. Julie R. Thompson wrote that review of Saints for All Occasions by J. Courtney Sullivan. It's read by Susan Deniker, and it's available from Random House Audio for 17 hours of unabridged listening. Next in fiction, we have The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid. It's an Earphones winner read by three talented narrators. This audiobook and its ensemble of narrators bring mid-20th century Hollywood to life. Standout performer Alma Cuervo, portraying the title character Evelyn, excels in her understating of the reclusive, washed-up starlet. Desperation, anger, and love have all been part of Evelyn's life, and Cuervo's performance delivers them all. Robin Miles captures the vulnerability of Monique Grant, a writer plucked from obscurity to write Evelyn's tell-all biography, who begins to find some personal strength through her interviews with Evelyn. Julia Whalen, in a sly, catty tone, voices the sound bites of the tabloids that dogged Evelyn throughout her life, never leaving one bit of it untouched. The story is one of pure triumph and tragedy, an absolute must for fans of old Hollywood. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid, an Earphones winner read by three talented narrators. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 12 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Finally, today we have According to a Source by Abby Stern, read by Therese Plummer. Ella is an undercover celebrity gossip writer who loves her job. That shows in narrator Therese Plummer's lively tone, which also fills with attitude when Ella has to fight for her place among other Hollywood writers. Plummer seamlessly switches from voicing Ella to portraying her British celebrity bestie, whose voice oozes darling with languid affection just as easily as it can threaten with clipped tones. As Ella stumbles onto hard times involving heartbreak and an ailing mother, her growing self-awareness will touch listeners. This story is delicious and it won't become dated, as the celebrity names are disguised in detailed modifiers like Southern Girl Next Door movie star, which are quickly rattled off by Plummer. Amanda L. Costello wrote that review of According to a Source by Abby Stern. It's read by Therese Plummer, available from Macmillan Audio for 11.5 hours, unabridged. That concludes our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have our regular feature Listening With. This time we're talking with Daniel Minter, a painter and illustrator from Portland, Maine. After that, we have reviews in historical fiction with an Earphones winner, The Essex Serpent by Sarah Perry Reed, read by Juanita McMahon. And in romance, you'll hear Caitlin Augusta's column Tease and a review of six very important romance novels. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.